And that was my vacation.
But your bride came with you, didn't she?
No, are you kidding? Took a year.
Why?
You remember Burstein was the lawyer for the store. I hired him. Then I had another two lawyers that took it. Burstein and H.P. Taubman called the counsel in New York and talked to him. Then I called Ray Kravis, Moe Gimp. All the guys, they used to come in the store. They find out I got married. It took a year. And they find out you married an American over there. The guys was trying, you know, handle the paperwork. And I told him, I said, don't you show him away. They got to let you come. If she was a religious girl, they would let her out. But if she was not religious, they wouldn't let her come. They needed the girls in the army, all the young people they wanted. Israel become, you know what I mean, a state. Mm-hmm. They need people. They need people, you know, they wouldn't let people live. They want to come in. But anyway, it took a year. I paid for everything. It lasted the marriage 47 years. She wanted me to move to Israel. I said, I never will live in Israel. I will help him. But I said, I will never live over there. But she kept fighting and fighting.
Her name was Miriam, right?
Miriam.
How many children did you have?
A daughter and a son.
Are they still living?
Oh, yeah.
How many years did she live here?
She lived here all the years. But every other year, she used to go take trips. And every time she went, deposit in the bank. That's what I didn't like. And I didn't know about the gambling. She gambled away $500,000. Would you believe it?
Gambled away?
Gambled away.
Where did she gamble?
Cherokee Casino.
At the Cherokee Casino.
Casino. You see, she lived in the house, but we was living. 10 years in the divorce, in the papers, the lawyer, any time breaks down something at the house, she got to fix it. Something is cool, she didn't do a thing. She lived in the house. She said, I won't die in the house. I'm not moving. So I had a lawyer, cost me $10,000, and he got out. When we came in the house, we find all the paperwork. That's what I find out, by the bank accounts, how much money she withdraw, and gambled away the money what I walked my tail off.
Well, did she move back to Israel?
Are you kidding? Israel, all the years, she cannot have any insurance. You got to pay in over there, like here. If you don't pay in, can you get the insurance? Now she doesn't know what's going on with her. She got dementia. She got Alzheimer's.
She's living now under those conditions.
Yeah.
You are 95. How old is she?
She's about 10 years younger.
Okay.
And your sister had a nerve to call me. After so many years, you should take her back. I said, are you kidding? If I have to live with a black woman, I said, I...
But why did she want a divorce?
She didn't want a divorce. I filed a divorce.
Oh, because of the money and the gambling?
The money and the way she gambled?
Yeah.
I had no future. I figure she gets in such a shape, we'll have to pay.
How old were you when you got a divorce?
I would say by 85. I see it's not going the way I want to. Dr. Angerman, Arnold, he was my doctor. He said, Charming, get rid of here. What I took, no American man would take it.
How about your children? Did they side with you?
The daughter was kind of close to here. But my son always was on my side. I stayed 2 years with him, you know, in the house.
Your son, is he a tailor too?
Oh, don't even mention. I told him, learn to be a tailor. He said, no way. Works for American. Works on the engines. And I got him the job.